There is only one answer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. There is only one answer. When we go to the divine within us and we say, I'm unhappy, the divine within us says, okay, you're unhappy. When we go to the divine within us and we say, I'm happy, the divine within us says, okay, you're happy. When we go to the divine within us and we say, I'm a divine being, the divine within us says, that's right, you're a divine being. When I go to God, as you will, and I say, God, I would like a new car. And the voice says to me, what you can believe and think about in your heart as being real and done for you now is done. But God, I'm thinking of a Bentley. Son, do you think I have any limitations? You see, that we view God as our dad, you know, as a greater being than we are. But there's only one answer. Whatever answer we want is the answer that the divine or God gives us. Jesus said, whatsoever ye ask of the Father, regardless of how outrageous and how outlandish and how grand or how glorious or how ignoble it may be, that is what the divine in us gives us, that's what God gives us, that's what we have. There is only one answer, and we must ask the right question. And the question is, I would like a new car. And the divine says, okay, here's a new car. And it gives us a toy. Hey, that's not too cool. The divine within gives us whatever we ask for, whatever words we have. We must be very, very careful. So we say, I now have my perfect car. Oh, wow. That leaves the door wide open, doesn't it? Leaves the door wide open to a perfect car. Now, what have I believed is the perfect car for me in my experience? What have I believed is the perfect car for me in my lifetime? What have I believed is the perfect health for me? The perfect relationships for me? The perfect life for me? All those things. What have I believed? There's only one answer. The answer is, whatever, wherever my consciousness is, wherever my thoughts dwell, wherever my heart is, that's what my answer is. Now, you see, well, I've been thinking a lot about a nice new house, and I haven't had a new house. I haven't had the new house that I'm thinking about. That's right. You keep saying you haven't got it. When you and I can change our thinking from we haven't got to there's only one answer, the answer is I got it. I now have my perfect home. I now have my perfect home. I now have, and you see, open the doorway, open the pattern of thinking to the one answer. There is only one answer. There's only one answer, and we have it. Now, some people have many homes. Some people have many cars. Some people have many lives, you might say. What do you have? Just one? Or are you living in the abundance of your consciousness? Are you living in the abundance of there is only one answer? And that answer is yes to everything you say. Yes. That answer is yes. What wilt thou of me? What would, even Jesus of himself said to, people came to him, what wouldst thou of me? What do you want me to do for you? I look at you and I see you fantastic. Now, what do you ask of the divine within yourself? What do you ask of the divine that you are? What do I ask of my divine self? I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I like me. I like my world. I like everyone in it. I like all things because I'm a happy, happy, happy guy. You see, the Bible corresponds exactly to what's going on in our mind, in our thought, in our being. And the only Bible we should really be reading is the Bible in our heart, because that is God. God dwells within us, and so the God in us is our Bible. Now, listen to that book. And that book says, I like you. That book says, I've created myself in a super being here, and you're a super being, and you're always whole and perfect, and you're always wealthy, you're always healthy, you're always happy, you're always hearty. Wee! Yeah. Truly, there is only one answer, and that is the answer that we give to ourselves. So, my loves, such is our Bible story for today. Kind of neat, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.